it was a pretty easy decision, to be honest with you. I've been obviously living away from home quite a lot since I accepted the role back in May 2014, which is a something I don't regret, and I have never regretted the move. It was the right move for me at the right time, and I came into a club with fantastic potential, and you know, almost had a clean slate in terms of the manager's squad and commercial activities and everything on and off the field. And you know, I've really, really enjoyed being here and being part of the success that we've had. And I work for a guy who is a fanatical supporter. He lives and breathes Shrewsbury Town, and he wants the club to be, you know, as successful as it possibly can be. And you know, I was delighted for him that we got promoted last year, and obviously I'm sad to be leaving him behind, because he's put his faith in me to come and run his club. So, you know, but when Hannah found out she was pregnant, the pressure was on to look at opportunities closer to home. I turned down a couple of opportunities last summer because it wasn't right. And then when I had a conversation with Dave Baldwin and the chairman at Burnley, and that they offered me something, it was a no-brainer. We've got our first baby due in towards the end of March, and the prospect of being home every night is something that, you know, I can't turn down.
What exactly will be your role at Burnley then? What will be your title?
The title will be general manager, and that will be working alongside the various heads of department. I mean, they've a fantastic infrastructure at Turf Moor. You know, I know some of the staff well from my time at Blackpool, and they've got a fantastic structure. So I'll be working along with the departmental heads, working for Dave and the chairman to try and carry on the fantastic steps Burnley have made in recent years. I think everyone's aim is to get back to the Premier League, but it's to ensure that we develop off the field at the same rate as we've been developing on the field.
I know that at Blackpool, during your 12 years there, you were involved in a lot of things to do with transfers, and will that be part of your job remit at Turf Moor?
I'm not so sure, to be honest. I think if I was asked to have an input on things of that nature, I'd be happy to give that. Obviously, I've got a lot of contacts and on and off the field that, you know, I'm going to bring to the club. But you know, first and foremost, it's going in and making sure that I can add my experience of working at all levels and things of, you know, bring my contacts off the field and on the field and passing them to the football staff if they need anything and things of that nature. So it's a very varied and broad role. There's a lot of exciting projects going on there that I'm sure I'll get involved in to offer assistance and complement the existing staff there.
Things are going really well on the field as well at Burnley right now, aren't they? They're well set for a successful challenge to try and bounce back and get in the Premier League at the first time of asking. Does that make it slightly easier for you? Does that buy you more time to assimilate and get into the swing of things there?
It probably makes it tougher, if I'm being honest, Phil, because I'm walking into something that's already successful. You know, they've been, the success that they've had in the last 5-6 years has been fantastic, and that's testament to the board of directors and the people that are there. You know, on the field, Sean's done fantastically well from taking over from Eddie, and off the field, they've got a complement of staff that are really, really good at the jobs. And you know, I was just saying to somebody here before that it's a tough job, because you know, there's a lot of things that are already being done at Burnley that perhaps weren't done at Blackpool, that weren't done at Shrewsbury when I walked in the door. So it's an exciting opportunity where I can add my sort of experience and contacts to things. But you know, the primary focus is obviously will be, you know, Sean to get the club back up at the first time of asking, but off the field to continue the fantastic development that they've had in recent years.
Matt, you referred earlier in the interview to a couple of opportunities that arose in the Northwest. Was one of those Blackpool? And if it was, then how close to going back were you?
I think when you've worked at a club for the length of time I did at Blackpool, you're always, supporters and staff and chairman, directors, etc., always, you know, monitor your progress. And you know, contrary to popular belief, I didn't have some big bust up with Carl before I left. You know, it was the right time for me to go, in terms of the way that the business was being taken forward. It was the right time for me. I'd had a couple of conversations with Carl about possibly going back. On more than one occasion, I had a couple of conversations with him, and we never really got to a stage where that was going to happen for various reasons. But you know, it saddens me to see where they are at the minute. Obviously, with my Shrewsbury hat on, I was delighted that Shrewsbury beat them 2-0, but it saddens me. My wife and her parents are season ticket holders. You know, it's a club that I have a lot of affinity with. I still live on the Fylde coast. And, you know, people often stop me if we're out having a meal or out shopping to ask for my thoughts on the situation. And it's sad because, you know, that it was a real opportunity, having been in the Premier League, to kick on and almost become a yo-yo club between the Championship and the Premier League. And what happened is sad, really. And, you know, you wish them well and hope for the future. But I think there's a lot of work needs to be done to galvanise people and get people back through the gates. And, you know, I read with interest that the manager had said that his thought of his priority was getting 3 points on Saturday. You know, I remember the two trips to Cardiff for the LDV and how that brought clubs together. If you get to the third round and get a plum tie at home, the stadium would have been rocking again and the feel good factor would have been back in. So they'll make their decisions, and you know, good luck to them. You know, I feel for the supporters who've got what they're going through. My wife and in-laws have stopped going, even though they've got a 2-year season ticket, and that's not because they're a member of any protest group or anything like that. They just, you know, want to watch football and see a team compete, and so far that's not happened in the last 18 months. And you know, they found other things to do on a Saturday afternoon, and I think once you've lost that almost generation of supporter, it's difficult to get back.